بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ربيع الأول مبارك to everybody. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it mubarak for us and all the Muslims. Now, Rabiul Awal is special, is a very special month, very mubarak, and it has a lot of lights, a lot of anwar, and a lot of spiritual gifts. It comes with spiritual gifts. However, it's distinguished, it's different from Ramadan. Ramadan is a month that is well known. It's the barakah is mashhura. It's like it's well known and everybody experiences it. Whereas Rabi al-Awwal, it's more for those who recognize its specialty and seek it out. And so you see these lights. Not everybody recognizes Rabi al-Awwal as something to be celebrated, and when they do see, those who do see that the specialty of Rabi al-Awwal, they are usually gifted with its lights. So it's different in that sense with Ramadan. Now, Rabi al-Awwal, it is not just the month in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, but it is the month which he was born. And I say this often, he was born and he passed away, and it happened actually on the 12th of Rabi'. Both these things, his birth and his passing, was on the 12th of Rabi', as was his hijrah. He arrived in Medina on the 12th of Rabi' al-Awwal. So there's a lot of things that were related to his own person, to his personal life, happened during this month. This is his month, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a special month for him. He also got married to Sayyidah Khadija alayhi salam in this month. He also became a prophet in this month. So huge, you know, his mab'ath, his prophethood, starting during this month as well. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to Medina, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu, he says, "Ana rafihi kullu shay'." Everything in it became enlightened. It became illuminated. And this is why after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's arrival, it was called Al-Madinatul Munawwara, the enlightened, illuminated city. Whereas before he came, it was simply Yathrib, right? The name changed when he came, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said the day he died, it's like Allah ma fi kullu shay, everything became darkened in it. So this shows us that his physical presence, it has a physical light, right? A physical nur, right? And that's why the Sahaba were so blessed. And there will never be a people like the Sahaba, because they were the companions. They had, they saw him and they were bathed in that light, that physical light. However, bifadlillahi ta'ala, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are still spiritual lights. And those spiritual lights will never get dimmed. His spiritual light, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nur, is always present. And those who, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to get some of that. So it is especially in this month that we should look out for it and seek it out. So inshallah, these, I'll try to keep these really short. The intention behind these are always, you know, that people will benefit. Myself, I benefit a lot from these, just to open up my books, inshallah, and even, you know, read some hadith that I share with you all. So jazakumullah khairan for all those who are on this. But as well, you know, one of my main intentions is that I'm going to bring out things, hadith from different sources, different books, different collections, and from the seerah, bring out things that will get us just closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, help us love him more, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq in that. Walhamdulillah rabbil alamin, wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam.